This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, good morning, RJ. Sean, great to be on with you this morning.
Back at you, Jerry. How fun was that flight home?
Well, I'll tell you, way the team felt certainly after the game was actually worth the trip home without any plane underneath you. But I'm so happy for those guys, and we've got a group of players that know how to win, and we've played some games that we could have gotten out of there with a win and didn't, and that's not this team. This team has a chance to, I think, be one of the ones that if we can put this next game behind us, I think we've got a chance to be a team that really we remember for a long time.
Jerry, how do you go about predicting or guessing how you will play? We know this is the, you know, the way the NFL is designed. It's why everyone loves it. But are you going to get the Jacksonville performance? Are you going to get the Eagles performance? Are you going to get the Houston performance? How do you go about, as the guy in charge and there every day, trying to get a feel for how you're going to play week to week?
Well, let's be sure that I'm clear. The score at the end of the game is what counts. But I'll take some things we did in the Jacksonville game, and I'll go home with that. We did some very good things. I'll take some things we did in the Houston game that we ended up losing. But we did some things in that game that if you can do that consistently, you can win. How about the start of the Tennessee game? And those are things that you see us combination of execute or a combination of take advantage of the situation. So if you look in every ball game, I've seen us do things that if we can not have the proverbial step back, which is beating yourself with a penalty at a bad time, I can see in every one of these games the team that I want us to be. But you've got to be consistent, and when you're not doing it, you've got to have the just the will and intensity to correct the ship. So I've got parts of every game we played this year, but I'll take and go forward with this team.
Jerry, it looked like the team played with a little bit more desperation, a nothing to lose mentality. Do you feel like we're at a position now where we can play that there's nothing to lose the rest of the season? Because one more loss, and it's going to be really difficult to make the postseason either way.
No, I don't feel. I feel like that we're going to be playing some good teams, but I think we're a team that can stay with most clubs in the league, what I've seen. And no, I don't think we have to take ridiculous chances. I'm one of these guys that believes always that if you're not willing to do some things that the stats say line up against you when you think about the odds, I think you have to do that in the NFL. This league's designed to be 500. And to break out of that, you've got to do some things that may go against the grain. And I think you saw that work for us the other night.
Jerry Jones with us, brought to you by Ford every single week on the home of America's team, 105.3 The Fan. Everyone is talking about Leighton Vander Esch, Jerry. It seemed to be his breakout signature moment at the end of the game, the interception earlier. He's up there with tackles. He had 13 the other night. What did you think of the Vander Esch performance and how he's performed overall this rookie season?
I just saw him do the things his and use where his advantages are. He has a tremendous span out there. He's got, we call it length. He's got a lot of length. But boy, when he stretches those arms out, he closes some of that space when a quarterback looks out there and looks at what is open. But more importantly, he takes that length and he's got the quickness and the speed to react. And so between his speed and just his natural reaction, everybody in the league knew that he had some inordinate pass defense skills. He reacts to the ball really well. Well, the facts are that he also can use that same speed and length to make the tackles, to be trite. I'm excited when I look at that linebacking core. That includes, by the way, number 57, Wilson.
Yeah.
But Sean will be back, and I thought from the get-go that our linebackers are a strength of the team. It really is impressive to see a rookie come in here and play the way he's played, but he's done that every place. He was a walk-on, and then he impressed beyond expectation when he was in college. Although he was a first-round pick here, I believe he's playing better than expectation.
Jerry, do you get a little extra satisfaction shutting all of us up in the media who are getting ready to bury you guys? Barely anyone picked you guys to go and win in this environment. They were coming off of a bye. You get a little extra satisfaction shutting us up, as we should probably do more often?
Well, I know that if we don't do well, we'll be right back at it. But that is what it's always been. And I was disappointed, too. And our fans, I thought, had a right to be disappointed as we looked at the lay of the land after we'd played Tennessee. So that doesn't bother me. But I do think that we've put together here one of the best personnel groups that we've had. I do think that when you look at what we've seen with our quarterback, for instance, I would have to hesitate if you asked me for a redo and said, do you want to start over again or do you want to take what you've seen from Dak Prescott and go from here with it? I'll take what we've done going from here with it, because I know he's done some things in his short career here that are what you want to go forward with a young quarterback.
Jerry, I'm not trying to take any money out of your pocket, but we find it very interesting that there were zero penalties on Philadelphia. Second time all season we've had a penalty-free game. There have been 30 of them since 2000. This is from Goose Goslin. And a league-high 5 have come with the Cowboys as the opponent. 5 of the 30 penalty-free games have had you guys on the other end. Any comment? Don't get any money taken out of your wallet, but we had to ask you about it.
Yeah. That shouldn't happen, period. It just should be more even-handed than that. But on the other hand, there's no doubt in my mind that there's not a biasness. I don't think there's a biasness there at all. But everybody stays on top of this penalty thing as to their team in the NFL. But it is surprising, and shows me that people are on the top of their game when they're playing us. But we know that.
Jerry Jones joining us here at 105 through the Fan. How are we looking at some of the injuries that occurred? Obviously, Zach Martin, but then Connor Williams and David Irving.
Well, all three of those players are vital to us as we go forward. And, Connor's has had, in my mind, an outstanding, again, above expectation, really, for a rookie year. I was really glad to see his replacement come in there and play as well as he did the other night. And he's a pre-seasoned, in this case, backup, and I think ought to make us feel better. By the way, I thought our offensive line really performed well the other night and played with a real physicalness that you're seeing some of the results of some of the decisions that have been made here the last couple of weeks. So I thought that was real good, too. Connor's a part of that. His backup's a part of it. Is. And so the bottom line is that it is a unit. You have to be able to plug them in when, for whatever the reasons, play, series, or game, they're one of the main starters on it there. we did a good job the other night.
Hell of an effort and toughness from Zach Martin, Jerry. Everybody was freaking out. He's able to come back. What did you think of the effort, and how do you think Zach will be moving forward?
Well, he's arguably the best we've got out there. But what makes best is that fortitude and playing through the pain. Well, that's an easy one for me to make on our show here in the morning. But, boy, does he compete. And I said after the game, if it's attached, he's going to be out there playing on it.
You think he'll be okay against Atlanta?
I do.
Okay. Jerry, the NFC East now seems to be wide open. How are you looking? Well, I guess I should recognize the Redskins. They do have a two-game lead.
We don't recognize them.
How are you looking at the NFC East overall right now?
Well, if you could tell me that we're going to do well in all of our games that are against people other than the NFC East, which two of them are at home against the East, Washington and Philadelphia. But if you could tell me we would do well in these other games, I feel good about it. But as we all know, it's the other games that really are almost as important. Now, head-to-head against Washington, that'll do some damage relative to us catching them. But, if we're playing at the right level, I really think that can take care of itself. Although, as we get on into these last seven ball games, you don't need to be leaving anything on the table.
Jerry, Chris Richard seemed to get in a little bit of a pregame scuffle before the game, obviously. And Steven didn't sound thrilled about it yesterday. The fans loved it. What did you hear happen with Chris Richard, and how do you feel about it?
Yeah, well, I was right there in the middle of it, not in the middle of it, but standing, jumping out of the way from guys jumping in. And so the point is that I didn't sense an element there that was going to get not there before the game. I didn't see an element that was going to get out of hand, but it just had some good emotion and some good competitiveness feel about it. But I never thought that it was going to have a control or out of control element to it.
Jerry, there was a report that during the bye week you guys were contemplating moving on from Scott Linehan. What do you make of that report?
Completely false. Totally false. That was never, ever a discussion, never a thought on my part. I saw with Stephen yesterday that said it was never a thought on anything, the conversation that he had. But if that's not going on at that level, it didn't happen. That did not happen. And I'm not being overly defensive about it. That just didn't happen. We've never even contemplated the idea of Scott not calling the plays or doing something different with Scott at this juncture in any way.
Jerry, what do you think has been unfair criticism of Scott or the play calling? What's something that maybe you can shed light on that's truth and reality behind the scenes that maybe Scott and the offensive staff is getting overly criticized for?
Well, first of all, that does go with the territory. Mm-hmm. Aside from general managers and head coaches, the biggest casualty of turnover in the NFL over the last 15, 20 years have been in offensive coordinators, play callers, if you will. But I'm going to use the word amused at the idea that the way he approaches the running game, not the way he does it, but the perception of the way he does it. If we have too much Zeke, if we run Zeke up in there for no gain too many times, then he's not being creative enough. When we do decide to really feature Zeke and Zeke starts getting some gashes out there, then all of a sudden that's what you should be doing is using Zeke. And that one's a little they're just funny to me because the facts are we ought to be using Zeke, got to have him in the plan. If we have to adjust to gear up for Zeke, then we'll open it up other places. I've heard him criticized for not opening it up other places once we've hit Zeke up in there But you can't have those penalties, or you can't have a lack of execution and make that work. You got to hit on those. The other day we hit on them. When we opened up against Tennessee, we hit on them. Hit on the plays. Nobody gets criticized around here.
Jerry, the other part of that report was that you guys had an affinity for Lincoln Riley over at Oklahoma. Did you want to address that part of it?
That would be total drawing it out of the air. I think Coach Riley is outstanding, and what he's doing is real impressive. It doesn't surprise me because of proximity or because of his success that when you start to conversations about the Cowboys changing coaches, that a coach of his stature would come into the picture, but total speculation.
Jerry, you've been very honest. We're returning to the scene of the crime now. You've been very honest about the Falcon game, how it changed some of your guys' plans with how you were building the team. I can't remember the way you've actually labeled it, but it was something only you could do. So the Falcon rematch, how do you look at this one as opposed to last time?
Well, I really think more is at stake. Now, just the way that panned out in Atlanta last year with us having the shortcoming that we had with our blocking and then not adjusting, I think that was the key thing, the lack of adjustment. And that's where we all were frustrated. I don't see that being an issue this year. I think you'll see us making any adjustments, which we'll certainly be having to. But as far as going in, there's really more at stake with us playing well this year than last year in my mind, because I didn't know going in that that would be that type of watershed game. It turned out it was. On the other hand, this one, you don't have to use your imagination. We need to go down there, and it's a hostile environment. They're an outstanding team, and we've got to somehow figure out a way to come out of there happy.
Jerry, last thing for you. The comic legend Stan Lee passed away yesterday at the age of 95. Did you know who Stan was, or were you ever a comic book guy at any point in time?
Yes. I am a comic book guy. I read the funny papers almost every time I pick up a paper to give you an idea, and that's some of the best parts of journalism for me. It's a life well lived, and he made a lot of people happy.
Jerry, thank you so much for the time. Congrats on the awesome victory. Let's go and get it done in Atlanta to get revenge for last year. Thank you, as always.
You bet, guys. I love these Tuesday mornings.
Exactly. Let's keep it going.
See you later.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.